In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord Jesus Christ, the great King, risen from the dead, be with you all. I've been waiting 40 days to say this. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That's your line up there. That's pretty good for 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's do it again. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen just like he said he would.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
This is the great feast of our Christian faith. This is the Word made flesh who became single cell being in Mary's womb. Was born, lived and died for us at great cost with even greater love. And now it's the time of his triumph and victory, and we, his people, rejoice. We now enter into these mysteries as we always do by making ourselves ready, by calling on grace, a God's grace to purify ourselves. So now ask for his help. To remember the times that you have failed love and turn to love that you may love.
You raise the dead to life in the spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. God our Father, creator of all, today is the day of Easter joy. This is the morning on which the Lord appeared to men who had begun to lose hope. and opened their eyes to what the scriptures foretold, that first he must die, and then he would rise and ascend into the Father's glorious presence. May the risen Lord breathe on our minds and open our eyes, that we may know him in the breaking of the bread and follow him in his risen life. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, God's mercy endures forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The hand of the Lord has struck with power. God's right hand is exalted. I shall not die but live on you, declaring the works of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord of love and mercy has brought wonder to our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For if you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, when Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for our Easter sequence.
Christians, to the Paschal victim, offer your thankful praises. A lamb, a sheep redeems Christ, who only is sinless, reconciles the sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life, who died, reigns immortal. Speak, Mary, declaring what you saw wayfaring. The tomb of Christ, who is living, the glory of Jesus' resurrection. Bright angels attesting, the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope is arisen, to Galilee he rose before you. Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, victor King, ever reigning. Amen. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let's do it again. Jesus Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
He's risen just like he said he would.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
Death has no power over him.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
This is going to go on for a while, so get ready. The Lamb that was slain is alive.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
He has conquered sin and death.
Indeed.
And honor and power belong to him.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
This is the great day of our salvation.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
If we die with him, we will rise with him.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen just like he said he would.
Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah.
We get to this great day through Jesus, with Jesus, in Jesus. And Jesus didn't come to this great day of victory without going through 40 days of fasting and prayer. He didn't come to the empty tomb without going through Gethsemane, without enduring Golgotha, and we can't arrive at Easter without going through Lent. We can't get the prize without running the race. You can't finish the marathon if you just run the last lap. Did you get the black brand of Ash Wednesday? Did you remember that you were dust? Did you hear, repent, and believe? Have we been holding those words with us in preparation? Have you experienced, as we did on Holy Thursday, the King of Glory kneeling before you and taking your stinking feet into his sacred hands and softly and tenderly washing the stink away? Have you tried on Good Friday to understand the how of Jesus' suffering and death so that we may better understand the why? Why did this happen? Why did he do it? Why did the Father allow it? Do you know that it was not the nails that kept Jesus on the cross? It was his love for you. For me. It's only the dead that can be raised. Have you died with Christ? The scriptures say, are you unaware, brothers and sisters? Are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We're indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might be raised. And all of the whole year, this celebration is the most solemn time for baptism. We had a bunch of them last night. How many, Deacon Jerry? Five? Five of our brothers and sisters were baptized. Easter is the great day of baptism. Easter is the day we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Baptism is the sacrament that applies to us. What happened to Jesus? We baptized last night at the Easter Vigil. We will renew our baptismal promises at this Mass and every Easter Mass. That's what we're called to do. Why? Why this day? Because we're celebrating the event that started it all. No resurrection, no Easter, no baptism. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then we would still be dead in our sins. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, speaking about baptism, says holy baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life. The gateway to life in the Spirit and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Through baptism, we're freed from sin and reborn as sons and daughters of God. Baptism is the sacrament of regeneration. Baptism is the sacrament of rebirth. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, when the perishable puts on the imperishable, when the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. This is what happens in baptism. The perishable puts on the imperishable. The mortal puts on immortality. Death is swallowed up in victory. Gobbles it up. It's gone. Paul writes in a similar passage in 2 Corinthians, while we are still in this tent, we sigh with anxiety. Whew. Anybody here sigh with anxiety? While we are in this tent, means while we are still in this body, it's our nature to sigh with anxiety. He says not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. We sigh because we're beings destined for immortality. We have an immortal nature, but we're stuck in a mortal body. And we sigh because it's the nature of this life that mortality be swallowed up in immortality, and that is what we experience in a spiritual way in baptism. Death is swallowed up. One of the images of baptism is washing and cleansing. I think this image is clearest when we use the baptismal font and pour water over the head. It's the most common method of administering baptism. It's a valid and true image. But it's not the fullest sign. The earliest signs of baptism were where? In rivers. John baptized in the Jordan. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. They were dunked. They got soaking wet. They went down into the water. Do you know why we call baptism baptism? Why is it called baptism? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. This is quoting the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The sacrament is called baptism after the central rite by which it's carried out. To baptize means to plunge, to immerse. The plunge into water symbolizes the catechumen's burial into the death of Christ, from which he rises up by resurrection with him as a new creature. It's called baptism because however you say that Greek word, from which we get baptism, means to immerse, to plunge. Maybe if this all started in English, then the sacrament would be called the dunk. Because that's what it is. Because that symbol is dying, going down into the grave, and as they come up out of the water, it's rising with Jesus. I'm quoting a dear friend of mine now, John Keating, whose thoughts last Easter on baptism have inspired my thoughts with you today. He says this, in our participation in the death and resurrection of Christ, that participation makes what is mortal and sinful in us. And he gives four synonyms, engulfed, overwhelmed, drowned, and swallowed up. Then he says, like Pharaoh's hosts in the Red Sea, which is one of the great images of baptism, which is one of the required readings at the Easter Vigil last night, engulfed, overwhelmed, drowned, swallowed up like Pharaoh in the Red Sea by the resurrected and eternal life of Christ that is given us by the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, we participate in what happened to Christ. What is mortal and sinful in us is swallowed up, engulfed, drowned. Okay, this is the disclaimer now. Beware of what I'm about to say. Serious thinking is involved. It may cause an Excedrin headache. But it's really intriguing. Serious thinkers in our Catholic tradition have long reflected on the nature of evil and sin. We can experience these things as positive forces in our lives, the dueling powers of good and evil. That's what it seems like sometimes, isn't it? Ooh, I'm being pulled by good over here. Ooh, I'm being pulled by evil over there. Some of our most famous theologians suggest another perspective. It's a compelling argument. It's this: there's no power in evil. Listening? God is the one and only creator. God didn't create evil. God created good. Evil is not an opposing power. Evil is the absence of good. Evil is where good is not. Evil is the negation of good, a negation of life, emptiness, absence. Think of light and darkness. That in itself is one of the great symbols of the Easter liturgy. We have the Easter candle, the light of Christ. Last night we start in darkness because it's Christ who's light of the world. What is darkness? And last night we could go and all the lights went off. Close your eyes. What's darkness? It's the absence of light. It's not the case that darkness and light are having a fight over who's greater. Light and darkness aren't at war with one another. How do you solve the problem of darkness? You turn on the lights. Open your eyes. The darkness is gone. Death is not a positive power. So how do we respond to sin and evil? Those are problems for us, aren't they? Aren't those central realities of our life that cause us pain and harm? How do we respond to them? They're swallowed up in Jesus. They're engulfed in Jesus. They're overwhelmed in Jesus. They're drowned in Jesus. Which is to say that they're swallowed up in baptism, engulfed in baptism. overwhelmed in baptism, drowned in baptism. That's why baptism is such a big deal. This is why the church specifically calls for the renewal of our baptismal promises at this Mass. Most of us don't have memories of our infant baptisms. We didn't have intentional participation. Most of us are still trying to catch up to what actually occurred. It's like the story of the prince and the pauper. We live ignorant of our birthright. We're rich and don't know it. If we don't know who we are, we sell ourselves short. We need to be told who we are. Easter changes everything. Baptism is the way Easter changes us. We all have catching up to do. There's more here for everyone. If we cry out for it in faith, if we seek it like the desperate people we are, swallowed up, engulfed, overwhelmed, drowned with what? The scriptures time and again say we're overwhelmed with God's fullness. Wow. From his fullness, I'm just going to quote different scripture passages. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Christ prays for us all to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that, get this, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Let that engulf, overwhelm you. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. It says in one passage, in another, you have come to the fullness that's in him. God is fullness. He's fullness of life, fullness of love, fullness of all that is good. The scriptures are full of God's fullness. And the scriptures continue to say to us, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Another place, be filled with peace and joy. Another place, be filled with all knowledge. Another place, be filled with comfort. Another place, be filled with the fruits of righteousness. Another place, be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Paul sums it up by saying, be filled with all the fullness of God. So how do we grow in a relationship with God? Are you interested in that? How do we deal with chronic sin? We need that, don't we? Try harder? Just say no? How's that working for you? It won't work. It's not enough. But I promise you this will work. You can call it Easter advice from Father Bob. I wish I had buttons I could give you. Just say yes. Forget just say no. Just say yes. Here's what the button would say. Yes to Jesus Christ. Yes to fullness of life. Yes to fullness of love. Yes to fullness of all that is good. Yes to all the fullness of God. That'll work. Say yes to Jesus Christ. Say yes to being filled with all the fullness of God. Think on this now as we renew our baptismal vows.